Ding dong merrily on high, and welcome to That Guy's a Maniac, the podcast DS Jingle Bells. We are a podcast about video games. Hark the herald angels sing. My name is Richie, with me with always Farley. Fuck it.
You did so well.
I did.
Such high festive energy to start off with.
My name is Richie. With me as always is Farley, aka Kunzy11, aka Santa Man, who will explain why we are called DS this season and tell you where we can be found on the internet. Ho ho ho.
Yes, mince pies and Yuletide stockings, everyone. You are listening to That Guy's a Maniac, the podcast DS. Season 4 is our DS-themed series. We break each episode into two halves, one beginning with D, one beginning with S. Before we get into that, you can find That Guy's a Maniac content at www.thatguys.co.uk and all the socials at That Guy's a Maniac. Richie, what's the punctuation on that?
It is all one word, all lowercase.
Jingle bells. Yes, we have a Santa sack full of D words and another Santa sack full of S words, which we pick out and base our episode on. Richie, can you festively pull out a Christmassy D from Santa's sack?
Okay, I'm going to pull out a D. And I am now beginning to realise that we didn't really establish what the name of this episode
was. No, we didn't.
Oh, and it's Dashing!
Dashing. Interesting. I've got my bag of S's, but nothing crinkly. There we go. Santa's sack S. It's through the snow? Snow?
Snow. And we can put it together with through the snow. Dashing through the
dashing
snow.
Dashing through the snow. Oh, what a happy miracle. Wonder on 4th Miracle Street Christmas.
4th Miracle Street.
Wonder on Miracle Street Christmas. It's a Wonderful Life. Die Hard.
Batman Returns.
Yes. It's the end of the year. Snow is falling all around me. For those of you who don't know, readers, Christmas is started off as a Christian thing, celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then in
Lord Jesus Christ.
1950, Coke bought the rights to it, and now it's a commercialized festive period. And we thought this episode we'd reimagine our video game nativity. Now, I'm not too sure how international the idea of the nativity, well, the nativity itself, I think, is quite international.
It's so international. Do you know, like, I think you probably do know this, in Naples they have a Christmas street where the whole year round you can buy characters for your nativity.
Yeah, in a lot of continental European countries, it's tradition to have a little nativity set which you set up, I think.
Yeah.
When you set up your Christmas tree.
Yeah.
But you don't put the baby Jesus in until Christmas Day.
I think that's a localized thing.
So you have to hunt for baby Jesus.
You have to, like an egg hunt.
yeah, like an egg hunt. But as you implied with Naples, there are normally around Christmas shops which just specialize in nativities, and the range of nativities you can get is as garish and distasteful or classy as, you know, your Christmas tree. So you can get your nice carved boxwood set, you can get some horrible plasticky nightmare, and everything in between.
When we were there, there was Prince Harry and William and Kate nativity figures. Kim Jong-un riding a rocket nativity figure. To add in to this sort of fantastic scene. So it wasn't just like the little models you could buy, but you could buy like these massive two-story inns where there's all sorts going on, so you could have more and more characters, I guess, every year. It's like an easy gift for someone, I suppose.
In my continental European family, I think you kind of pass down your nativity set. It's like, you know, if you, in the traditional old days when you go off to start a family, that's when you kind of either get gifted or invest in your nativity. And one of the churches near where we go for Christmas every year, they have like a nativity exhibition. So people bring in their kind of nativities to display. So you get nativities made of Lego and Duplo, but also you get, you know, the keen model makers will do like a World War II scene in a destroyed house with like a Mary and Joseph on the second floor, whilst there's a excellently crafted, painted, you know, second division armored panzer going down the street. Yeah, it's quite a thing, as well as kind of nativities from different areas. There's like like Congolese nativity, where instead of you know, the Western idea of Mary and Joseph and the animals, you've got African animals, and Mary and Joseph are in traditional Congolese dress, etc. So yeah, it's fun. So, if you're unfamiliar with Christmas and the Nativity, what is the Nativity, Richie?
The Nativity is a scene depicted when baby Jesus was born in a manger. Some of you might know a song about that, or two, where Mary and Joseph, Mary who was impregnated by God in a bathroom somewhere, and then Joseph elected to look after the baby, and looked after Mary, took her all the way from somewhere to another place to avoid a guy who was killing all of the Jew babies.
This is paraphrasing. Read the story for yourself. But most elements are correct. I'm not too sure whether impregnated in the toilet bit comes from, but carry on.
Yeah, but so King Herod, evil bad guy, he was killing all the Jew babies.
Wasn't it just all the firstborn babies?
Jewish babies. No, I think it was the Jewish babies. It was part of, because he was a Jewish Roman king, and it was something to do with the king of the Jews was going to be born, so he knew that, so he was killing all of the firstborn Jewish babies.
Okay.
Maybe it was. Listen, I have no interfaith or extra faith.
I have no interfaith.
like as you previously touched on, my idea of Christmas is not necessarily celebrating any kind of religious festival.
Uh-huh.
My idea of Christmas is it is a dark, horrible time of the year.
Yeah.
It gets made better and nicer with lots of pretty lights and celebrations of people coming together, spreading joy.
Yeah.
Not necessarily about any kind of religious implications.
Yes, but it wouldn't be That Guy's a Maniac, the podcast, without some political intrigue and...
And me stumbling over my own tongue, almost getting myself into trouble. Yeah.
Theological debate. So the classic nativity scene, if you like, Mary and Joseph looking for a place to stay. Everywhere's full / doesn't want to put up a pregnant woman whilst the king's killing all the babies. They end up in a stable, a manger, which is pretty much the only time we ever use the English word manger.
Yep.
And who are the characters in this scene, Richie, before we go on to replace them with video game appropriate
Right, well, you might have some other characters, but the main characters that we have... Okay, we've got Jesus, of course.
Of course, center stage.
He turns up quite late in the story.
Yeah.
But, as you know, because he's hidden behind the sofa.
he's hidden in the napkin drawer underneath the...
But to kick everything off, you've got the Archangel Gabriel, who does a little tour around some people to let people know, hey, guys... follow a star
That's a tour around. He puts up some flyers saying, hey guys.
Follow a star. That'll lead mm-hmm. you to this manger where the baby is being born. Okay?
Yeah.
So the star is also in a nativity. Yeah, as a character. Yeah. We have Mary, of course.
Yeah.
We have Joseph. We have the donkey they rode in on.
Yeah.
We've got the innkeeper who says there's no more room at the inn here.
I don't think he gets a replacement.
Oh, he totally does. That.
No, he's off screen.
No, he's a character in it. Have the perfect person for him, so.
He doesn't say, no, you can't stay here, but I will watch when you're in the stable.
You can have a stable. I mean, that was his act of kindness. And I'm sure he got into heaven for it as well. You know? Yeah, absolutely.
Like, well, you didn't put him up, but you give him a stable.
Yeah, exactly. You also have shepherds, for some reason, who turn up with all their animals. Donkeys, sheep, goats, oxen, which is also another word that we only ever tend to use.
Yeah. Oxens and mangers.
You've got the three wise men. Melchior, Balthazar, and who's the last one? I've forgotten.
Kevin.
You got
sometimes known as the Magi.
Yeah, as the Magi. Okay. There's King Herod. Did I say that already?
He's not in the nativity.
Yeah, he is.
What, standing in the background looking for babies?
Oh, maybe not in the scene, but like I'm thinking more of like nativity plays.
Alright, I'm thinking about the scene.
Actual scene. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm thinking nativity. That's why the star was still a character. You know, you get the kid who can't act to be the star and wonder.
In the little scenes, you do often have a star either on top of the stable or.
Oh, that's true.
A little depiction. Okay.
Wow. It's amazing we can't even agree on the actual media format of the nativity. But there we go.
Well, okay, let's go with them. Unless you've got any more characters.
Yeah, one last one, the little drummer boy.
I'm pretty sure Michael Jackson invented
it.
No, is it Frank Smith or Bing Crosby? Sings? I don't know who did it first.
I've no idea, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't Michael Jackson. I definitely hear it. I definitely remember. Yeah. Did he?
Yeah, he did,
yeah. I don't know. It seems wrong. Michael Jackson singing about little boys.
Gloss over it.
Let's move on. Yeah.
Okay, so if we're treating it as a nativity play, which I was thinking of a nativity scene, which I don't know why, because they're video game characters. This might be a UK thing. I don't know. It's tradition. Fucking hell, get on to the fucking point. There's no video games.
We are a podcast about video games.
At many religious schools, which is a lot of them in the UK, some of them are more overtly religious than others. At the end of the year, in order to stop the teachers from committing suicide, they put on a play, and sometimes it's a weird and wonderful thing. So I've played like the vet who had to give the reindeer some medicine. I was also Bob Geldof's dad in like, we did a Live Aid thing. But most of the time, you put on a nativity where children badly act. What's that Richard Curtis film where there's a nativity in it?
Oh, Love Actually?
Yeah, Love Actually. That's if
there's also like several series, several films called The Nativity, and it's got people, British actors and stuff like that in it.
Fine.
Okay.
So if it's not part of your history and culture, you don't know what we're talking about. End of year, you put on this shitty play where children badly act the part of the nativity. The only person who can read is the narrator, and then you have to pay tickets to go and watch this god awful piece of shit. Sometimes there's a song. It's always the same story, and it's like a Christmas tradition that nobody enjoys and traumatizes people. So, we thought we'd recast our Christmas nativity this year. Mince pies, crackers.
Yeah, let's try and keep it a bit more chirpy. We've tripped over, we've talked about quite a few bad things. Let's keep it happy. Jingle bells and...
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, potentially some anti-Semitic slurs, which I didn't mean.
Just kept going, kept saying Jew baby.
I know.
Right, who are we going to cast? Who are we going to cast first? Who are we auditioning for first?
For some, yeah. Well, I think let's leave BB Jesus to last since we have to look behind us.
I think we should go from Zed list upwards. So let's start with the innkeeper.
The innkeeper. Actually, the innkeeper is my favorite, and I think it would be the absolute best character for this.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no room, stranger.
Yeah, I think when you mentioned it as a character, the merchant from Resident Evil 4.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Not even a costume change, just what he's wearing.
Yeah, exactly.
In the original Resident Evil 4. Magic. And because in the story they go to a number of different places, none of which have any room. And much like in Resident Evil 4, the merchant kind of magically teleports around. So I think it'd be funny if every single place, same guy.
Maybe with a different hat, just a slightly different hat.
Yeah. And then when they get really desperate, he was up there, stable. Perfect. Merchant from Resident Evil 4 is cast. Sidebar.
Yes, sidebar.
Resident Evil 4 remake?
Yes.
Is the merchant in it?
Yes.
Is he exactly the same?
Exactly the same. I think the voice actor is slightly different, but not even recognizably different.
Good, perfect.
A lot of that game isn't recognizably different.
Okay.
So you could play Resident Evil 4, it'll feel identical. There'll be a couple of things slightly different, which is your blade can sort of deflect blows, including like the chainsaw guy, do it at just the same time. Nice quality of life addition. Everything was a quality of life addition that just, this is nice. But you still get to play the same game.
Oh yeah, don't get me wrong. I just don't have a fucking system I can play it on currently.
Yeah. Fair enough. But yeah, great. It's good.
Okay, then I guess in terms of screen time or stage time, King Herod.
So I had a little thought about King Herod because he's the evil bad guy. He lends himself well to be pretty much any of the villains. So straight up, like, you have Bowser as King Herod.
I don't know, because that's a bit...
It's on the nose. I got it.
No, it's not on the nose. It's just as bad as the things that some of these villains do. Killing firstborn babies.
Yeah, it's pretty really bad high up there.
Because I thought, like, Robotnik. I was like, no, that's too... You know, he just likes...
But bear in mind,
turning
isn't it...
animals into robots, not going around committing child.
But bear in mind, this is a nativity played by normally like 5 to 8 year olds. So I think Bowser's fine. I also had the King of All the Cosmos from Katamari Damacy. So he doesn't kill all the firstborn, he just rolls them up into a big ball.
I think of all the ones you suggested, King of Cosmos could also just decide to kill. It's the kind of chaotic move that he would say to be like, well, actually, we're going to kill all the firstborn children.
Yeah. I also have Wesker down.
Well, I don't know.
I don't want it to be an entirely Resident Evil cast.
That was a very real concern. But he did. I don't think you got this far because you didn't play past 5. But there's this whole bizarre plot about, what are they called in Resident Evil. But basically, there's a whole bunch of children who are eugenically kind of bred to be these super soldiers.
Oh, okay. Is he one of them?
Yeah, and he kills off all the others,
No way.
Yeah.
So he's really appropriate for this.
Yeah. It's not even like a massive... He'll turn for old Albert Wesker. Because in... Yeah. Resident Evil Revelations 2. And they're called something like the, not the first children. Yeah, it's a whole weird, like, you know.
Slightly cunty. Yeah.
I thought he was just this, you know, from his arc in Resident Evil 1, it's like he's just a, you know, inside a heel turn, and then you find out that, oh, actually he's some kind of genius doctor as well as a combat expert.
Yeah.
And then they introduce this whole bizarre plot that his entire life has been constructed around him. You can tell I'm looking up the name of the children.
Well, I did have another idea. Similar vein, but I thought maybe, like, you could take James from Silent Hill 2. It's the sort of thing that, you know, oh no, I killed my wife, but I also killed all of the firstborn of Jerusalem.
So all the children were called Wesker.
Oh, right. So he was just like Wesker 1 or Wesker 17 or something.
Yeah, but then he's the almost the only one to survive. You do see another Wesker at some point.
Okay.
Spoilers. Okay, I think we've nailed the casting of that.
Definitely bit, Wesker. Definitely Wesker. Okay, go.
Cool. Wesker. But King of Cosmos could be, is a good understudy, should
okay.
Wesker cool. Fall into the volcano or something.
Cool.
Great. Moving down the list. How about the Angel Gabriel?
So Archangel Gabriel. I thought I got a couple of silly ones. Kid Icarus.
Because he's got.
On a similar note, I thought maybe Sephiroth.
Yeah. And he's only got one wing.
Yeah. But you know, he's qualified. Tyrael from Diablo 4, because he actually is basically Archangel Gabriel. Any of the enemies from Bayonetta. Or from the 2000 game Messiah.
Oh yeah.
The little baby that what's it called, possesses people.
Yeah,
those are my lineup. Who from that lineup would you prefer?
Do you know what, there was some chatter recently about how Messiah was probably well before its time. I think I've mentioned on the podcast as well. I remember talking about it as a schoolboy and losing our shit about this, hearing third-hand stories about all everything that's possible in this online game. But the iconography of that cherub baby was really strong. You could also have Dante in his devil form.
Yeah.
His dad. What's his dad's name?
Oh, God. Sparda.
Sparda. You could have Sparda as the angel. Gabriel. Does he have wings?
Sometimes.
I quite like going for the non-human and just have like a Rathian from Monster Hunter.
Okay.
You know, the big green cover star wyvern.
Oh, yeah, cool.
It's got wings.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like, yeah, that's quite cool. I like that idea.
Or like a Koopa Troopa with wings.
Yes. I like that one the most, actually. That is perfect.
Okay, got a flying Koopa.
Brilliant. I love it. One of the flying Koopas. What color shell?
Yes, it's good one. I don't think green.
Red? I'm going to go red. Yeah, red and white is Christmassy. Red. Yeah. So is perfect. Green, but we won't talk about that.
Why did you choose red over green? No, it's Christmassy. Right, yeah. the other Christmas colour. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Also, it's quite a responsibility, you know. See, I don't think God would send a green Koopa down.
Yeah, exactly. No, we can't have, one that's going to actually just walk off a ledge. At least red ones will get to the end of a ledge and turn back.
Turn around,
yeah.
I think I think charging them with such responsibility as bringing forth the child of God into a body, you need somebody who has a little bit more
ability to turn around.
Yeah, visual awareness and geographical competency. So great, cast a flying red Cooper as the Angel Gabriel.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm really happy with that.
Then I think we should choose the shepherds.
The shepherds, okay. So I couldn't think of like a group that I would have other than like say all of the cast of Final Fantasy VII or Final Fantasy VIII. So I chose a few people.
Uh-huh.
I chose the guy from Mass Effect or the girl from Mass Effect.
Shepherd.
Commander both, Shepherd, yeah.
Both Sheps. Fem yeah, Shep yeah. And Man Shep.
Yeah, both of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I chose, because we were talking about it on a previous podcast, Sheepdog and Wolf.
Yeah, that was my mind went to Sheepdog.
Sam.
Sam. That's
For some reason, I've got Irvin from Final Fantasy VIII, just because he's a cowboy. I don't know why cowboys and shepherds are the same in my head.
As if Irvin has... He doesn't have real farming chops, eh?
Sure. Well, maybe not. I don't know, but my head, it just went shepherds, thought, yeah, Irvin, Final Fantasy yeah. VIII.
I mean, who fucking knows? They all have amnesia, so maybe he's secretly a farmer.
Well, he didn't. He was the only one that didn't.
Oh, yeah. He didn't.
He was just like, all right, you guys didn't know that we all knew each other.
I thought nobody mentioned it. I thought nobody brought it up the entire time.
Yeah.
Do they call him Farm Boy in it?
No, but who does? Oh, that's Buffy's second boyfriend after Mitchell. What was his name? Riley?
Riley. Yeah. No, that's a good ball.
I also have
yeah
just a few more the main character in Harvest Moon or Stardew Valley.
Yeah, generic.
Generic farm
person. I mean, all of them, just have all of them there.
Yeah. And Barry Burton. Again, same reasons as Irvin. For some reason I reckon he'd be good as a shepherd.
Well, in my mind, I don't know why, the state when we were talking about this, the stable that they're in is the Mill Tank stable just outside Olivine City.
brilliant. Yeah, so we could have like Whitney there.
Whitney seeing what all the fuss is about in Olivine City, and then the people who look after the meal tank, who, because you have to feed one a bunch of berries.
Yeah, you've got the Pokemon breeders who all have like the farmer hats and stuff.
Yeah, there
like
we
that.
Go. Perfect. Pokemon yeah. breeders. The yeah. trainers, Pokemon breeders, with a guest appearance from Whitney, who's a meal tank enthusiast.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Are you making a note of all these, by the way?
Yeah.
Good.
Pokemon breeders. Fine. So I think we've got all of our side characters out of the way. We've explained Nativity.
There's quite a lot of side characters still on my list.
Is it time for a break time?
Yeah, let's call it break time.
Okay. Festive break time. Merry break time.
Merry break time, everybody.
Break time.
I don't need to do it because I have a sound effect.
Yeah, exactly.
Break time.
Break.
So what are we doing? Break time. Break time's the middle of the podcast, and we ask each other two questions from one card of the ultimate video game trivia, available from all, and you will be able to get them now, middle of the mall calendar / notepad sales folk.
Yep.
I've got two questions for you. Have you got two questions for me?
I have two questions for you. You kick it off. Kick it off, Farley.
This film's really familiar, but I think there's another question that's about the same game. In the dungeon crawling game The Binding of Isaac, which you have played?
Nope.
Okay, it's gonna be tough. What does Isaac use as his default projectile attack?
His arm.
Close. It is a bodily function.
Oh, vomit.
No.
Piss.
No.
Poop.
No.
Snot.
No.
Flick his nose.
No.
What other bodily functions are there? He fart at them.
No.
Burp at them.
No, it's a liquid function.
Okay. Cry at them?
Yes, his tears.
Wow, nailed it in one.
Best time. Christmas Miracle Street Wonderland. I think you should play The Binding of Isaac. You'd like it. It's really fucked.
Okay. Cool.
Great, well done.
Yeah. Okay.
Candy cane out of four so far.
One candy cane out of four. Let's see if we can make it too farly.
Yeah.
How many colossi?
Oh no.
Do I even need to finish this? Wanderer tasked with in defeating in Shadow of the Colossus?
I feel like I've had this question before and I said 12, but it wasn't.
It is not 12.
But that's what I said when you previously asked it.
Yeah.
Or if you asked it in a dream. It's not too many. 10?
You want to go up the way.
More than 12?
More than 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it an even number?
Yes.
14.
Bit more.
Really? 16?
Yeah, nailed it.
First time. Love
nice.
That game. One of my favorite games. 16.
16.
Wow. Do you know what? True talk. True facts.
Yeah.
Although I say it's a great game and I have played it, perhaps I haven't played it as much as I thought I did. I thought I'd got quite far through, but I only did like 8 colossi.
There is also something in the phrasing here.
Mm-hmm.
How many colossi is the Wanderer tasked with defeating?
Oh.
Does he defeat them all? Does he stop? Or?
I think you have to get thingy back.
Hmm.
You don't want to, but you have to.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. What is the tagline of the 2016 game Superhot, referencing the game's central mechanic and its innovative take on the first-person shooter genre?
Oh my god.
Have you played Superhot?
I've got it. And I can see... I'm so annoyed. I've seen it and I know, and you're going to say it and I'll be like, I know.
So what's the mechanic in that game?
Shooting people. It's all sort of weird virtual 3D, but like virtual reality from like the 90s.
Is, but the central mechanic is that one of the fundamental dimensions doesn't progress unless one of the other fundamental dimensions does. So what are the fundamental dimensions of existence?
Time?
Yes. So that doesn't move unless you move.
Yes. So as you move through space, time moves.
Yes. So what's another way of saying that using all those words?
4D?
No, it literally explains that in a sentence.
moving through space and time? I don't know.
Close enough. Time moves only when you move.
Time moves only when you move.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good, that game. yeah. fucks with your mind until you sync with it, and then...
Then you just sort of hit the focus zone.
Yeah, yeah, you're in the zone. It makes you think about it completely differently.
Great cool. game. Three okay. out of three.
Three candy canes out of three so far. Pressure's on for the last question.
Right, okay. Developed by Rare.
Yeah.
Which side-scrolling beat-em-up
yeah.
was released in 1991?
The NES?
It could have been SNES.
Uh-huh.
As a response
yeah.
to the popularity yeah. of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, this is not true, but it's Battletoads.
Yes.
Because I was listening to a podcast.
Oh, okay. So you're cheating on your own podcast.
Talking to the creators, and the question was, you know, did you come up with these as a response to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? And they said no. Could be they misremembered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a Christmas sweep. Four candy canes for four.
Nice. We get good at
decorated.
This.
Little Timmy will be happy.
Yeah, he'll do backflips, and Bill Murray will be a nice guy.
And Bob Cratchit will get a raise.
Yeah, happy days.
Thanks to our question answering.
God blesses everyone.
That's the end of break time, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
Back to the extremely serious business at hand.
Yeah, casting our nativity.
Yeah, we're circling around the main characters, but who's next on the list?
Okay, so let's get the Z-listers out. We need to get them sorted. Uh-huh. The little drummer boy.
It's not a thing.
Definitely is. He played his drum for him. Bum, bada, bum, bum.
Hold me, power up, up, up. But they... What? You're in exile. Your wife's about to drop a baby. Is ordering a drummogram really, like, that high on you? Also, it has to be the second-born child. Or third. To not risk being killed. Is that really that high up on your priority list? Oh, I can see the head. I can see the head. Quick. Get the drummer boy.
Yeah.
All right, who's our drummer boy?
Well, you kind of already said it.
Yeah.
I played my drum for him. Pa-ra-pa-pa-pa. Pa-ra-pa-da-ra-pa. Yeah, I think it makes sense. You seem really disappointed at either that, or we could have ooh-la-la. You know, it's like, you know.
I think we should make some
concessions.
God, just... Mary's trying to give birth, and we've got these fucking characters in the background making annoying, annoying noises. But I think we should get a band. I think we should have Parappa the Rapper. Let's get Ulala in there. Let's get Umlami Jammer.
Yeah.
And then get Diddy Kong with those, you know, the
bongos,
the Donkey Kong bongo drums.
Yeah. Perfect.
Great.
Donkey Konga.
Those are all making noise and rapping, and none of those music. Is there a Maraca one? A Sega one?
Yes, there was.
Sambandamiga? Oh, God.
Samba de Amiga.
Samba de Amiga. He's in there as well.
Brilliant. Well done. And the cast and crew from Guitar Hero.
Generic characters from Lego. The Beatles are there. Lego Beatles are there.
Lego Beatles, yeah. Oh, no, there wasn't Lego Beatles.
Was it just normal Beatles?
It was just rock band Beatles.
They're not there.
Yeah, okay. They're not invited.
No, they're not invited. What about the drumming Pokemon?
Oh, yeah. Rillaboom. Rillaboom. Yeah, right. He's allowed. Perfect.
Yeah, we'll have a Rillaboom and a Grookey as well.
And anyone who can do belly drum.
We've got Poliwhirl, we've got an Iron Hands in there, we've got Politoer, yeah.
Azumarill.
Yeah, just all cutting their HP.
Perfect. Boosting their attack for the arrival of Jesus Christ.
We have the animals themselves.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing just pretty much the entire cast of Animal Crossing.
Well, classically, I think we're looking for a donkey and an oxen.
Donkeys, oxen, sheep, and goats.
No, no, none of that sheep, goat products. Just a donkey and an ox.
There is definitely sheep.
They're outside.
We literally have shepherds.
Yeah, but they don't have to bring... Just because you're a shepherd doesn't mean you bring your sheep everywhere. They're outside.
Well, yeah, they can be trusted. So
they're
you
the
have...
Sheep, they're literally the sheep from Sheepdog and Wolf. Just outside.
I was thinking... Also, we're making it multicultural just because you said like there's a Congolese one which has all of the African animals. Yeah. So I think we get... We have the full spectrum from Animal Crossing. Like, even the birds are there kicking about. Brewster doing his pigeon milk thing.
And the octopus in the shape of an ice cream.
Yeah, sure.
And the robot dog.
And the what is it? That Japanese overacted play thing.
Kabuki. Kabuki cat.
Yeah, Kabuki cat.
Yeah. Patchwork elephants.
Yeah.
The two... I want to say gay llamas, even though one is a man and one is a woman. But I think... they're not gay with each other. They might also be siblings.
Well, let's not cast aspersions.
They're both there. Is Mr. Rossetti there?
Yeah. Of course.
Of course. Of course. Why wouldn't he be?
He's just sort of burrowed up under the bottom and it's just raging at Mary.
He's waiting for her to turn off the console without...
Yeah.
Okay.
Captain...
Captain Toad?
No.
That's not his name.
No, Captain Kapu.
Yeah.
Or Kami Kapu, whatever it is. Yeah, and he'll be singing his little song as he...
The Toto KK. Oh, KK Slider. Are we going to put him with the band or the
animals? Oh my god. Right, well, he can be both actually.
He can be at the midpoint between the animals.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. We've got a seating plan coming on here.
There might be like a final musical number, so everybody's involved.
Okay, but I want it to be DJ KK song.
okay, so you can do the wiggle butt dance.
Perfect. Well, because I was thinking like Donkey Kong.
Oh yeah,
I mean, we could have him doing the bongos and then he's still there.
Yeah,
okay, we're shifting Donkey Kong to the
Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong are both welcome. Okay. So, like, they can have bongos of different sizes.
Yeah. What about the girl one?
No. Don't be silly.
What about this ridiculously sexy save point girl? Is it Candy Kong?
Maybe.
Okay.
Ridiculously sexy. This has really thrown me.
Seriously, look it up. You see what I mean?
Candy Kong. Oh, gosh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say ridiculously sexy.
More sexy than she needs to be a save point lady.
Yeah, 100%. She has evolved curves.
She's evolved clothes as well. She's gone. Oh no, she lost some and then she gained some.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, right.
Sorry, Dixie.
Yeah, let's not dwell on this too much.
So we've got furries covered. Great.
Cool.
The oxen. We've already got the meal tank cows.
So we need Tauros. We can have the three different versions of Tauros as well.
I was also thinking about the Moo Moo Meadows cows as well.
Yeah.
Just moving their immovable selves around the place. Getting quite crowded, but fine. Okay, good. I think that's all the animals covered.
Well, there's also the donkey, because there's the special donkey, the donkey that actually brought Mary and Joseph along.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, I mean, obviously it'd be smart to have it as like Yoshi, because that's literally his job in the game, mm-hmm. to be a donkey. But I also thought an Atat would be quite good.
I was thinking the bike from Excitebike.
The bike from Excitebike. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We've gone very quiet thinking about the bike from Excitebike. Wow. It made us ponder. Get that dead air, guys.
Or what's the stupid bike in GTA that you get and instantly fall eye off of?
Oh, God. I mean, I don't remember the
PCJ?
Name.
PCJ something?
PCJ 3000. 600.
Okay. Yeah.
One right. of the two.
The GTA bike. That's what they...
GTA bike. Okay.
That's cool. What they're riding about on.
I'd still like an AT-AT. I think that works quite well.
Yeah, but you know, Star Wars, is it games? Is it not games? It's,
okay.
And otherwise, we might as well just have fucking Pluto as the donkey, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Ipoda. Just two on the nose.
Two on the nose. We don't want any Zelda in our nativity yet, maybe. Okay. Great.
Okay, so we've got the donkey. We've decided that that's going to be the PCJ from GTA.
PCJ, that's what it's called, 600.
Okay, cool. What else do I have? We're getting close to the main ones.
We are.
The star.
Yeah. So I've got a few suggestions.
For the star, okay.
Yeah. We could have Star You or Star Me, but I think we've already got quite a few Pokemon.
Yeah.
We
could do a whole separate nativity just for Pokemon. Easy. We so could. But yeah, let's not right now.
I quite like the idea of having the Nemesis.
As the star? Oh my God. That's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. That's way better than my one.
And in my mind, like, there's a, you know, there's like a...
Star!
Like a staged photograph, right, of all these people on stage for the nativity. And just like... ethereally hovering over the stable, you know, like the wolf in those horrible t-shirts.
Yeah.
It's just the Nemesis, just kind of, you know.
In my head, he is wearing a large cardboard star and a tutu, and he's just repeatedly saying star as he walks across.
Yeah. So every time the narrator says, And then they followed the star.
Star.
Yeah, awkwardly look at Nemesis and kind of give him the nod and then go, star.
Brilliant. Great.
Perfect.
My other thought for this was going to be Navi.
Oh, yeah. I had the men with the star head from are they in New Zealand Story? It's like little star men with legs.
Oh, yeah.
Or the invincibility star from Mario.
I had one of those star things from Mario. Like the Lumas.
Oh, yeah.
There's a really depressed existential one from the film.
Yeah, that's a good... I'll have them as understudy.
Understudy. I think Navi's a good one. Hey, listen!
No.
Alright, okay, fine.
It's not really a star. It's just a fairy, isn't it?
Yeah, but she doesn't... You don't see her body or anything like that. She's just a little glowing thing, which I think
you can't walk towards Navi, because Navi would just be there being, hey, this thing.
She literally points things out and allows you to focus your cursor on them.
A number of people are following the star, so she can't be with the shepherd and the magi and whoever else. Everyone has to head to where the star is, not the star is nagging you in which direction to go.
Okay, fine.
Not having Navi.
Okay, cool.
Nativity.
So I think we've got the three main characters, Mary, mm-hmm. Jesus, and Joseph. But before that, we've got the three wise men.
Yeah. So I was thinking triples.
Oh yeah, okay.
So I've got semi-seer, semi-poor, semi-sage.
Oh God. No more Pokemon. Vetoed.
Tornadus, Thundurus, Landorus?
No more Pokemon. Vetoed.
I think they look good, though. They kind of look like Magi, you know?
Yeah, because they've got genies.
Yeah, and they've got different stuff going on.
Yeah.
All from the same place. Then I had, and I know it's not three, Team Star Fox.
yeah, fair enough.
Fox, Sarko, Slippy, and the rabbit. What's the rabbit?
Hoppy.
Peppy. Peppy hair.
There Peppy hair, yeah. Hoppy. Hoppy Peppy.
Hoppy Peppy? Bucky Hoppy?
Bucky O'Hare. Captain Bucky O'Hare.
Hmm.
I couldn't tell you what the second line of that song is.
Captain
Bucky O'Hare.
Bucky O'Hare. It's Captain Bucky O'Hare. Yeah, the Bucky Captain. Okay, what are your suggestions?
So I chose Trevor, Michael, and Franklin from GTA 5. But since we've got the...
that's great. That is great.
But we have the PCG, and kind of ruins it a little bit.
It does, but it's from a different GTA, if that helps.
I also thought it would be good to have Moogle, Tonberry, and Cactuar. The silly mascots of Final Fantasy.
Yeah, Tonberry and Cactuar. We haven't got any chocobos, have we?
Well, listen, the chocobos are fine to go in with the animals. Okay. This ever-ending menagerie is turning from the Nativity to Noah's Ark.
Some of the animals are anthropomorphic. Some of them are just animals.
Some of them are very sexy.
It's very confusing. Some of them fight each other and have moves. Okay. Any other suggestions?
I kind of had, and I don't like it. Goofy, Donald, and Sora.
No. Oh, that trilogy.
Yeah. I still much prefer Trevor, Michael, and Franklin.
It's a strong. A strong contender.
A strong thruple.
Yeah. I was thinking, is there like a hilarious thing where you could have the same character who's very different in different games?
What do you mean?
Like Resident Evil 1 Chris, Resident Evil 5 Chris.
Resident Evil called Veronica Chris.
Yeah, so one of them is like blocky pixel Chris, one of them's massive beefcake bad guy Chris, one of them's like Chris in his ridiculous Resident Evil 5 I think we go with Trevor, Michael, and Franklin because they're very different characters, and the Magi are, you know, homogenous, so that makes sense.
Happy days.
Happy days. Now we're down to the main trio. Let's start with Joseph as the...
Okay, so... I have a little thought on Joseph.
Yeah.
I thought Joseph could be the Minecraft guy.
Steve?
Yeah, because he's a carpenter.
Oh, really good. I thought he was just going because he's generic and nobody really cares.
Well, the rest of the people I've chosen are straight up generic. I went for Leon and Ryu. But I think the Minecraft guy just works it so well because of the whole carpenter angle.
He is, and also because it's like a hate cast, right? I don't want to put somebody I like as Joseph. It's a bit of a nothing. I had Octodad from Octodad.
Oh, good shout.
Still pretending to be a human to the point where he's got himself in this ridiculous timeline changing event, still trying to pretend to be him. And he wouldn't be bothered at all about the Immaculate Conception because
he's hiding his own secret.
Exactly. Yeah. Or, I don't really know where this came from. Sonic?
Sonic?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just thought Sonic wasn't really...
He's just generic man, isn't he?
He is, yeah. But I think Minecraft Steve's a good count. Good shot. Yeah.
Okay, let's go with Minecraft Steve.
Yeah, particularly for the carpentry link, which was very good. Very good casting. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So on to Mary.
On to Mary.
I have now a huge list of Marys.
I do, and sadly, just went to so many tropey mother issue replacement characters, right? Samus, Tifa, Aeris,
wow.
Jill.
I don't have Genova. Brilliant. That's brilliant. Oh my god. Genova's excellent. Oh.
Just in the vat as well.
Just, and like the big tube.
Yeah. Just in the middle.
Oh, it's almost better than mine. Almost better than
okay,
mine.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm gonna go through some of my worst ones.
Yeah.
Like I went generic as well. I went Peach. Yeah. Lara Croft.
Yeah.
Claire Redfield. Which is why we kind of have Chris as Joseph.
Chris, and Chris.
I also thought Morrigan. Morrigan would be a good Mary. then it went a bit off-piste, and I went for the bubblehead nurse from Silent Hill 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, oh, wait a minute. There's a plenty good Mary already in there. Yeah. Mary Shepherd Sunderland.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be a good Mary. But my ultimate favourite that I actually found was from Guilty Gear, and it's Bridget the Trap.
I don't think you can say trap, dude. I don't think you can say trap.
Oh, God, I've already said enough.
Yeah. Just Bridget.
Bridget, just Bridget.
Just Bridget. And she's kind of...
She's already dressed as the part.
Yeah. What is Bridget? What are Bridget's pronouns? Is it she?
They. Let's just go with they.
Bridget is the top result. Well, maybe on my Google.
for what? For what did you type in?
I just typed in Bridget with nothing else.
All right. Okay. I think it's very, very tight between Genova and Bridget for me.
I mean, listen. This is the modern world. It could be a throuple.
Throuple? Why is there three Marys suddenly?
No, well, Joseph.
Oh, right, I see. Oh, yeah. Bridget and Genova.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
So Bridget and Genova are Mary.
Oh, Mary. Different aspects of Mary. Yeah.
Brilliant. Fantastic.
Great. Okay, let me write that down. Bridget and Jennifer. Genova. Okay, now we got the main character.
So, Jesus. Who's going to play Jesus?
Yeah.
Who is iconic enough to play Jesus? Who is got the correct body type to be Jesus?
So, my first thought was Kirby.
Oh, nice.
You know?
Yeah.
Just to complete that picture. He's kind of babyish, a bit aloof. Yeah. Has some messiah-like tendencies in the plots of his games.
Okay. And he likes stars.
Yeah. I've also got... And this is without any brain thinking. Baby Mario.
So I kind of went in a similar direction. I literally have written Mario without a mushroom.
Little Mario.
Little Mario. But with the big tash, not Baby Mario. But I'm also thinking it's like NES Mario, purely pixelized, just sitting in a manger.
I've also got the Metroid, you know, the Metroid that Samus saves as the last Metroid, the baby.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Togepi?
No more Pokemon. Definitely not. We're definitely not having Togepi as Jesus either.
Well, you know, once he evolves into Togekiss, fucking Paraflinch. What's the ability?
I think. Oh, yeah, it's Paraflinch. Yeah. Serene Grace.
Serene Grace, come on.
Yeah, I suppose that works. Right, no more Pokemon. Vetoed.
Okay.
I also have a gnome from World of Warcraft.
Just because they're short.
You can have bald ones as well.
I think that's really problematic. How about a head crab from Half-Life.
Half-Life. We don't give Half-Life a good enough nod. <God. laughs>
What about like Ezio from Assassin's Creed?
Who's Ezio?
He's one of the assassins.
Like the main guy that, yeah.
Yeah, how about, what's his name from Dead Rising?
Frank West.
Frank West.
Yeah, you know what? He probably would find a nappy and he'd be pretty good killing zombies in a nappy.
I'm sure with a rattle. I'm sure he can run around in Dead Rising and wearing a nappy with a...
And use a rattle as a weapon of some kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to go with Frank West.
Frank West! Okay.
Frank West is Jesus.
All right. Perfect.
It's way better than my gnome from WoW idea.
Just because there's small... small characters. Little Mario? Unmushroomed Mario?
Unmushroomed Mario.
Well, I think that's our cast complete.
Okay. Right. Then let's rattle it off.
Right. So, our video game nativity play / diorama. As the innkeeper, we have the merchant from Resident Evil 4. As King Herod, we have Albert Wesker with the King of the Cosmos as an understudy. Archangel Gabriel is a red flying Koopa. The shepherds are Pokemon breeders with gym leader Whitney in attendance. The drummer boy is Parappa the Rapper, Ooh La La, Lammy Jammer, Donkey Kong on the Donkey Bongos, Samba de Amigo, Rillaboom, Grookey, any Pokemon that can learn Belly Drum, and KK Slider, who's also representing the animals, which is every animal from Animal Crossing.
And Viva Pinata as well. I forgot.
Viva Pinata, the cows from Moo Moo Meadows, more meal tanks, and chocobos. The
donkey.
Star is.
Donkey. The donkey.
The donkey is a PCJ 600 from GTA 3.
3? Yeah.
The star is played by the Nemesis from Resident Evil 3. The Magi. Or the wise three wise men are Trevor, Michael, and Franklin from GTA 5. Joseph is Steve from Minecraft. Mary is Bridget and Jennifer. And baby Jesus is Frank West from Dead Rising.
Brilliant. What a brilliantly cast scene.
Yeah, there we go. Let's let's try and knock this up for our Christmas card, our end of year Christmas card.
Get AI to do it for us.
God, I think I could probably do it quicker than it would be to type in all those terms.
Okay. Any final Christmas words or little nods for some side characters? If you were to get anyone in to play the vet for the animals?
Well, we don't have anyone from The Legend of Zelda, and I think people would get upset if we don't, so...
We can do the Mario and Luigi clone guys from the Lon Lon Ranch.
Oh, can we have those creepy chickens with the baby faces?
Oricorios or something. Yeah. Like that. Yeah, yeah. Sure, we can have them.
Great. They're in rustling, running around with the animals.
Cool. And Bob Geldof's dad.
Bob Geldof's dad. Bob Geldof's dad can be played by Barry Burton.
Oh, get another Resident Eviler in there.
Well, you know, Barry was a good call, and he's a strong father figure.
He is a strong father figure.
As was Bob Geldof's dad. I think maybe Bob Geldof's dad was abusive.
Well, then let's get Pyramid Head. We never got Pyramid Head.
Right? Yeah, I don't think anyone from Silent Hill made the cut.
They didn't make the cut.
Pyramid Head is what? The vet.
Bob. No,
Bob Geldof's dad.
Bob Geldof's dad, yeah.
Bob Geldof's dad. Great. Oh, we didn't say... Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, King Herod. Fine. That's it. Cast complete.
Okay. That guy's a merry maniac.
Why'd he bite me?